Welcome to the LuxCore podcast, the ultimate hangout spot for all things Pilates. Whether you're a newbie, a seasoned pro, or even a Pilates instructor yourself, get ready to dive into the world of Pilates every week. We'll be interviewing industry professionals, from instructors and studio owners to educators and even equipment designers, sharing their wisdom, sparking new conversations about hot topics, and hearing from some of your favorites in the field. So if you're all about movement, wellness, and hearing expert tips on all things Pilates, then grab a comfy spot and let's get started. For today's episode, I headed to Bondi Rise, a Pilates studio based in Surrey, owned and managed by the very inspiring Lottie Maynard. We explored her journey from moving to Sydney and the transition that sparked a move in her career from accountancy into teaching Pilates. Lottie has not only created a beautiful space just a stone's throw from Hampton Court Palace, which provides Pilates, bar, reformer, yoga, and lots of other classes, but she's also created an entire library of over 250 Pilates classes for her global clients, which log in on her platform daily. This engaging conversation provides really valuable insights into Lottie's journey. For those looking to establish their own brand or business, this one is definitely for you. The episode is packed with motivation and runs for almost an hour, so you want to make sure that you settle in for this one and listen to the entire discussion. It's very insightful and inspiring. I hope you enjoy. So welcome, Lottie, to the LuxCore Collection podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We'll start with a little rapid fire round just to ease into everything. So we're going to start with tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Reformer or mat?
Mat.
That was like straight in there.
Yeah, that mat. Was really quick. I mean, I love both, yeah. But mat's like...
Mat's your like
yeah.
Passion. And classical or contemporary?
Contemporary. I rile some people up. Contemporary.
Contemporary, that's fine. I do feel like, and we'll get into this obviously going forward, yeah. But Australians definitely feel like they're a lot more of the contemporary
yes.
style than
oh,
they are the
yeah, for sure.
So, privates or classes? Oh!
class. Oh, no.
Class. We've gone from absolutely
yeah.
certain to
like coffee, mat. Classes? Classes.
The deliberation section.
Yeah, classes.
Classes. Okay, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, please.
Okay, and bare feet or grip socks?
Grip socks.
Straight in there.
Straight
in,
that was, yeah.
No hanging about
no
on that.
No bare feet.
Favourite athleisure brand right now?
Lululemon. Brilliant. The Align pants.
The Align pants, oh, absolutely. Align shorts on display yeah. right now.
Love them.
They are so comfortable.
They
Game
are the
changer.
Best. Yeah.
100%. And your favourite wellness tip that you give to clients?
Ooh, water. Like drink, hydrate.
Hydrate.
Hydrate. It helps with everything. It's like if you're like tired, have mm-hmm. you drunk water? Mm-hmm. It's like if you've got the shakes in your muscles, are you dehydrated? So yeah, water.
Probably all of us.
Yeah.
Massively dehydrated.
Yeah, we drink way too much coffee.
Definitely. Yeah, 100%. So which leads back to my first question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coffee. Absolutely.
All ties in nicely.
Hydrate people. Okay. So we're going to go straight into the online platform just briefly. I'm going to go back to like your history and everything, but yeah. having done one of your classes this morning, which felt so
oh,
good.
So pleased.
I have to say it's probably one of the online platforms, which I realized this morning as well, out of all the online platforms that I'm using or used, they're all very Australian based. Two of the ones that I use are Australians living in Australia yeah. and then your one. So it's like, there's obviously something about how you guys are trained or yeah. the way that you bring, I don't know, a certain level to it where I just really enjoy how you guys oh, teach. And that was just
you.
So nice. And I definitely think it's the first platform that I've used where it's, there's some really nice short ones in. You just feel like you cannot grasp the idea of doing a 45-minute workout. Yeah. You don't have the time.
just rolling out of bed and going straight into a 20-minute workout, that felt so good. And you can really find some spice in 20 minutes.
You can, can't you?
Oh yeah, I've got to get a whole hour workout, but it has like microed into 20 minutes, which was brilliant. So we'll go down to the conversation of your online platform first and foremost. So obviously Bondi Rise was first and foremost an online platform.
Yeah. Yes. So it was actually called Studio Combined 4 years ago.
Wow.
So 4 years ago, longer than 4 years ago, 2019, I opened up a little studio in Sydney, and that did Mat Pilates, bar and yoga. Mm-hmm. And that was in the November. And then in the December, I was like, I'm going to go on YouTube. So I bought a camera. I bought the Rode microphones, these little handy ones.
Yeah.
And my videos were terrible. They were like slanted. No, they really were. I didn't even say hi at the beginning of the workouts. It was like, here's going to be an ab workout. And I just start. It was like really, yeah. I was so shy. And they were terrible. And I put them on YouTube and like they did all right. Mm-hmm. So that was in December. And then obviously in the March, we went into lockdown. Mm-hmm. So luckily, I'd already built this terrible online platform and had maybe 10 videos. So that's how the online platform started, was a teeny tiny little studio in Sydney where I wanted to do more YouTube videos. Then lockdown happened, so I spent a whole weekend in the studio filming. And then for 2 years, it was called Studio Combined. And then when Ben, my husband, and I decided to move back to the UK, I knew that I wanted to take some sort of Australia back with me in the shape of Pilates. And I knew it was going to be the online platform. So when we shut Studio Combined in the February, mm-hmm. I relaunched it, rebranded it, everything as Bondi Rise. So we did this whole launch. My sister helped with all the logos, the branding. And for 6 months prior, I'd rented out this little room. So it wasn't the studio, it was another room with the logo and filmed in there. So to try and make the videos like this new look and feel.
This makes sense now because I'm looking back at some of the older videos on the platform and I'm like, where is this studio? Because
yeah, it's not really here,
it's
beautiful.
Not a beach, it's not like abroad or anything. So
so that Studio Combined, it was beautiful. Okay. It was quite not a dark room with the videos, but because it was like sort of shot with the window behind, you can tell like those are my like beginning videos.
Yeah.
Where I didn't really know about lighting.
Yeah. And, I mean, who does? Yeah. Until you get into it.
I still don't.
Oh, okay. Now I get
it. So Studio Combined was our online platform because of COVID. And then it relaunched as Bondi Rise I think we registered the business name in 2022 in the March. We were on holiday and we celebrated just before we flew home. And relaunched as Bondi Rise and then had the online platform for, I guess, a year before we then opened up Bondi Rise like East Molesey.
So
it's been around for a while, which is why we've got so many videos.
So
there's 250 now.
That's incredible,
which is insane. But it's so funny, like looking back, I look at them and I'm like, oh, that one is so bad. So I have started like culling a few of like this the first ones where the camera is like wonky or like I'm just not very smiley.
I think you can.
Smiley.
You are in that place now where there is so much content on there, and I mean, no one's going to get through every video without you. You know, as you're producing more and more and more, you can afford to kind of let the ones that maybe you're not as fond of, slightly slide away.
Yeah, they can just.
But it's nice to kind of. It's almost nice to look back at the path that was and where it's come from and how good you've got now. Where
Thank you. It has been,
you know, a journey of learning. The technical side as well as the physical side of teaching as well. So that journey is really nice to look back on, I guess, even though it's, you know, maybe some of them you're looking back and cringing or
it's
like,
so
it's so frustrating that it's not aligned or whatever, but you can look back really fondly and be like, look how far I've come.
It's interesting to see like my change in activewear. Like I went through a phase of like loving colourful shorts. Just
I think we all had something very bold
and now in our wardrobe. Very like brown, black, white, navy.
I actually live in black. I need to add my nails are the only part of colour of my outfit.
Yeah, mine aren't neutral. I was like, I'm gonna wear brown today, not black.
But I think also when you're teaching every day and trying to create a new outfit every day, like no, just give me a pair of black leggings and a black top and then I know it's like uniform, isn't
uniform.
It? You just wake up, you get, you go, and then if you feel like you've got time to go to a class or a studio for yourself, that's when you get your fun leggings out, right?
Yeah, right now I'm always in black.
or black, you never know. Okay, so let's go right back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. You had moved from the UK,
yeah.
If people haven't guessed already, obviously you have an English accent.
Yes.
And you moved to Australia and specifically Bondi. Mm-hmm. What made you, well, what were you doing here that made you then move to?
So I actually was training as an accountant. So I did university, came out of uni, moved to London, mm-hmm. and then was like, gonna carry on doing exams. Yeah. So for 3 years I was working full-time and then going to basically evening uni to do my accountancy, and it was wow. really hard. Like my hours were insane. Non-stop. But I guess when you're so young, like you just kind of, you can fit it all in and still go out and still party. Mm-hmm. So for 3 years I was training as an accountant, and I did my last exam in the November, and in the January I flew out to Sydney. I basically just spoke to my boss and was like, I just wanted to go away for a year. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'd been over to Sydney on a holiday and I loved it. And I kind of thought, well, I'll just take a sabbatical. So I spoke to my company. They were like, go away for a year, and then when you come back, you've got your job still. And I guess because brilliant. I'd invested so much time and effort yes. with them to train with them. Mm-hmm. So went over to Australia for a year. And within a month, I got this amazing job that I loved, back doing sort of merchandising and accountancy. And when I came back for a holiday in the June, I went into my old job, mm-hmm. spoke to my boss and was like, here's my notice, I'm going back to Australia. So
which I'm sure they were thrilled about.
I know, I was like, so sorry. You take me all the way through my accountancy exams, and now I'm like, okay, bye.
Thanks so much.
Well,
that's the risk they run in,
yeah,
I'm sure.
So, I was only going for a year and then ended up staying there for just seven years. So I got my passport, which means I can always go back if I wanted to.
That's amazing.
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
But it was, I had the best time.
I fell in love with the lifestyle, the weather.
Do you know what? It actually rains quite a lot though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it rains probably like more, like heavier here in Australia than it does here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's not as...
No, I mean, it's beautiful. It's, and I love the life. I think the lifestyle for me, it was like you'd wake up at 6 a.m. I'd walk mm-hmm. to the beach. It was like everyone was there. Mm-hmm. There were people walking, running, surfing, swimming. You'd go for a walk with your friends, grab a coffee. You'd go home. At this point, it's maybe like 7 a.m. Then you'd go get ready and go to work. And you've already had this morning. And that for me was what I really wanted to bring back to the UK mm-hmm. in the form of the studio, which is why our classes on like Sunday start at 6 a.m. in the morning, because I really love that feeling of like getting your workout done and then you've got the whole day just to enjoy yourself.
Usually, even this morning, I think I'm not a massive workout person yeah. in the morning. I like to kind of roll out of bed, roll and get my yeah. coffee, and then I do sit and sort of write what I want to do for the day and yeah. set intentions and things. However, moving my body that early, I think because I do teach people quite late and yeah. things like that, it's not necessarily the first thing I do. But this morning I was like, yep, got to get it in yeah. before I teach and then come. So that was a huge part of my morning. And actually it gave me so much more energy. Yeah. It set me up for the day. I feel energized. Like I've given myself a whole half an hour to myself and mm-hmm. my mind and my body before even starting my day. Yeah. And that was it.
Yeah, it makes such a difference. Definitely a morning person workout. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just love it. That's so now so Australia was amazing, and yeah, I miss it.
So you had moved to Bondi,
mm-hmm.
and then from there you discovered Pilates?
Yes, I'd never done Pilates before I moved to Australia.
Okay.
I was very much a runner. Like I actually did the marathon that year before I moved. So mm-hmm. I was like very much into running, fitness, body pump, the gym. Mm-hmm. Like that was what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I met this lovely girl who we're still really, really good friends with today, at work, because obviously I'd moved over there not knowing anyone. So mm. I made loads of my friends through work, and she was like, I've just started at this gym. Do you want to come with me? You can do a guest pass. They've got this reformer machine. And I was like,
what's that?
What is this? So I remember, and I can remember it so clearly, we went to this gym and it was amazing. You had to go into Bondi Junction, into a lift, and went up into the gyms, and it was beautiful. There's like Buddhas everywhere. It was very calm, and I was like, this isn't a gym, but they had a gym there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like carpeted. The reception was carpeted. And then you'd go, there was a studio to your left, then you'd go into the gym, and then the gym like changed floor. But the fact that it was like this carpeted, I was like, this is really quite weird.
Yeah.
Like, it all felt very serene and just, like...
oasis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not and what you expect to walk into, like, pumping, you know, music and lifting
weights.
Not
what I was expecting. And I really calm background music. And then I went into this machine, or this room with these machines, and I remember the instructor showing me, and it was this really lovely guy, and he kind of just showed me this machine and was like, this is how you do it. These are the springs. And it was the Balanced Body Allegro 2s, the ones we've got upstairs. And I was like, cool, no idea what I'm doing. And in these studios, they had mirrors on the ceiling, which I think was so helpful, because you had mirrors all the way around the room and then on the ceiling. So there I was going into like footwork, just lying on this reformer bed, looking at myself on the ceiling. And then I could look at what everyone else was doing. So I kind of just like followed along.
Which I have to say is the first time I've ever heard of, obviously you showed me just before we started recording this image of the studio that you were in. First of all, lots of reformers, but mirrors surrounding the entire unit. So ceiling, side of the room, everywhere. And again, first time I'd really heard of it being on a ceiling.
Yeah.
Which, now I'm thinking about it, makes
really
sense.
Really clever
especially
idea.
Especially when you're lying on your back, you've got like shoulder pads either side of you. You can't look to your right much. You can't look to your left.
Yeah.
If you lift your head, you can just see your feet. And then you're just like, I think I'm doing it right. But
so
now you really know.
So there's 24 beds in a room.
Wow.
So I learnt in a room of 24 beds. With the mirrors on the ceiling, which I love.
Which sounds, I think, when you hear
yeah,
it, maybe
sounds
not been
really weird.
Mirrors on the ceiling, 24 beds on the floor. Yeah,
sounds a bit weird. And I remember, like, I used to take my phone and take, like, little selfies on the ceiling. It was hilarious. Like, just me taking photos of myself. But that's how I learned. And I remember we were doing, I can't remember what, we were kneeling on the reformer. And I remember almost, like, falling off the reformer. Like, I wasn't a pro to start with. No. But I just remember leaving and being like, ooh, I really liked that. And I felt sore and I felt lengthened, but I felt calm. And I was like, okay, this is slightly different to what I'm used to. And then like the next day I went back to the gym I was going to where it was like lads lifting weights and
pumping music.
I just was a bit like, I'm not enjoying myself. And I went to body pump and I really, really thought I was like, I loved body pump. And then I did it and I was like, I actually think I preferred reformer. So I then gave up my gym membership and then signed up to this gym where they had the reformers. And that was basically the start of my reformer career, I guess. I was then addicted. I would go all the time, either before work or after work, weekends. And it was nice because I was going with this girl from work. So it was also a way for me to like make friends and meet people. And I kept going and I suddenly noticed my body was changing like so much quicker. And bearing in mind, I just like a year before had run a marathon. And I actually felt like I was getting leaner from doing less exercise or less like strenuous exercise, I guess. Like I wasn't sweating. I wasn't, I don't know, like, you know, when you go to the gym and you put yourself through like heavy weights.
Grueling workout.
And this was like an enjoyable workout. And I was like, this is amazing.
You can almost leave feeling so energized. Like you've really given it your all, but you're super energized. And maybe you haven't sweated that much that you might have done on a run. But you feel almost more powerful as a result.
Like, and it was working all these muscles I'd never worked before, like deep abdominals, my inner thighs. And I was like, oh my God, this is
aching
amazing.
Aching in new places you've never felt.
And I think also everyone is quite health conscious in Bondi, especially because you are in a bikini, say 10 months of the year. So you are subconsciously always aware of that. So I think as well, seeing my body change and I felt so confident, I was like, this is amazing. I want to learn more. So the same year I moved to Australia, I decided that I was going to train as a Pilates instructor, not to teach. I just wanted to understand. Obviously, I love learning, you know, literally just finished training as an accountant. I was like, what are my next exams? So I was like, I'm going to train as a Pilates instructor just to learn for myself why it's changing my body. So I signed up to Studio Pilates, who a lot of instructors did out there and train with them, and they are amazing. And I really, really, really like recommend them. Trained with them. And then we were doing our sort of practice exam. And I remember teaching and I was like, this is amazing. And then after that, I just, that was it.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I became obsessed and taught at every moment I could.
And I think, I guess, if you haven't come from any sort of career or background that involves performing in some way or public speaking in any way, so I imagine not, you don't get much opportunity with that with accountancy.
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So I guess that's the first time during your training where you can test the waters as to A, whether you're good at it, and then B, whether you really did enjoy that. Because I think some people do go into this idea of, I'm going to become a Pilates instructor. Then they stand in front of 10, 15 people and try and teach a mat class, and it gets so overwhelming, which it is, even if you're a performer, even if you're used to sort of people as a whole, it can feel really daunting when you've got 15 bodies or 10 bodies lying in front of you, and you're going to tell them how to move and how it's going to feel good, and it's going to feel safe, and it's going to feel strong. It's daunting, even with one person it is.
Yeah.
But I think your training is the first time that you get the option to trial and error. And I think I love the fact that you went into it not for anyone else's need other than your own, just to understand the practice more, which I think more and more people could probably even do. I think I've got lots of people that I know who are so impressed with the results of it, and then to learn more about how their body can improve even more from it. That's what's so interesting. And then I guess if you found that you're A, good at it, and B, you enjoy it, it kind of feels like second nature that why would I not become an instructor?
I think that's what it was. Just, I loved it so much. I loved learning about it so much, and like I still love learning about it. And it was just sharing that, I guess, education with other people.
Yeah.
And I think, it was just, it was such a life-changing moment, realizing that I actually wanted to teach.
Yeah.
And I was still working, so my visa, I couldn't not work.
So still in accountancy as well.
I did that the whole time I was in Australia.
Wow.
And so I worked at the company. They bought Lululemon mats, so then I would put on company classes like twice a week, which is a really good way of me learning and testing the water, because sort of 5 to 15 people would come to these mat classes, and you know, it was a free class. I didn't feel pressured to like give them a really good class, but it was a really good way for me to learn different bodies, like what worked for me, and then that was the start of it all,
the experience of it all. Absolutely. Your living and working in Bondi, you've trained, you're starting teaching just sort of on the side. Is that when you started the online platform?
So my husband, was boyfriend at the time, went to see a chiropractor in Sydney, and this chiropractor had a room out the back of his clinic, and it was beautiful. And his partner was an interior designer, so it was stunning. And I just started renting the space to teach, but I wasn't getting much traction because it was really hard to market it, because I was like, it's not really a studio, it's just kind of me. So I spoke to him, and me and him became business partners, and we created Studio Combined. And that's how Studio Combined happened. It was this little room at the back of a chiropractor's. It was beautiful. So we just created a little bar, mat, Pilates, yoga studio. And that was Studio Combined. So that was the November of 2017. And then 2018 was when we all went into lockdown. Is that right? No. 2019.
And 2020
is
when lockdown happened. Is that right?
Yes, 2020 is lockdown.
No, I can't remember. Feels like a blur.
Yeah, I know. Basically, a few months before lockdown.
Gotcha.
So that's how... Yeah. So then I had Studio Combined alongside my full-time job. And my boss was amazing. I spoke to him, and I was kind of like, and luckily where I worked, it was a retailer, but I worked for the like activewear department. So we're all into our sports, into our fitness.
Great.
So it kind of helped
Yes.
that I was already working in that area, and that I could wear activewear to work. So I spoke to him before I signed anything. I was like, look, this is the situation. Brilliant. Would you mind if I had this on the side? Like, I will still obviously, you know, work full time, but I will be doing this. And he was amazing, was so supportive. So we opened up Studio Combined. We had 6 or 7 instructors to start with, quite a reduced timetable at first, and then we really built it up, and then obviously lockdown happened. But that was a really, really good learning experience for them when I opened up Bondi Rise. And it was really interesting to learn, like, A, how does a business work, what booking systems I wanted to use, if I wanted to use ClassPass, like how to market a studio in a really competitive environment. So it was a really, really good learning curve. Yeah, and I took so many of those learnings back with me. So I worked full time and then had this little studio on the side. And it was amazing. I think it was just such a shame that it opened so close mm-hmm. to lockdown. And then by the time we really got out of lockdown, we were moving back to the UK. So I don't think it fully got its
time.
Yeah, its mm-hmm. time.
Do you feel that the online platform that you had created as a result was obviously through COVID had been able to sort of gain a bit of traction because everyone was at home yes. and they had access to a mat, couldn't go outside. So yeah. maybe that was like a, like obviously unfortunate for the studio, but maybe a bit of a silver lining for the online platform.
Yeah, we were so lucky that we could pivot. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it was like 24 hours just filming as much. I've never been wow. so tired. But launching that platform, and then because I had a team of instructors who, you know, were all out of work because of the studios weren't open, we did so many live streams. So the timetable, I think we had like 3 live stream classes a day between bar, yoga, and mat Pilates. So we had like a Facebook group, we had people logging on, so we actually managed to keep the memberships going.
Yeah, and build a community as well, and then stretch further afield than just your sort of...
Exactly, it was so nice as well, because the timings we did catered to both Australia and the UK. So it was a really lovely way of me keeping in touch with my mum, my sister, my mother-in-law. So for me, it was kind of a social thing as well. And it worked perfectly.
I think we all needed that as well. It needed to be more than just a workout.
Especially
with the lives. I think the lives was like, okay, everyone's doing this together right here, right now, as opposed to logging into another recording. You felt like you could actually feel someone through a screen.
And I think as well, like we got Gus, our puppy, during lockdown as well. And seeing him grow up as well, like, because he was on camera all the time, like pulling my hair, taking my socks off. So I think as well, it had that really lovely personal touch to the live streams. So we had all the live streams, and then that's, I think, really helped. And I think as well, having the studio meant we had somewhere to record. We were very lucky that we had somewhere to record, we had somewhere to do the lives from,
and
if we could
still do it within the sort of precautions of COVID and still do it all safely.
I mean, I had to walk there every time. I couldn't get public transport.
How far was it?
It was only 5 kilometers, but I remember me and my friend, we were like, we need to go and pick up the weights. So me and her both took an empty backpack and then filled our backpack with weights and then walked home. And by the end, we were like bent over, like that was a really bad idea. Because we were trying to distribute the weights out because people borrowed the equipment.
Got you.
But it was a really good way. I think, you know, it really helped build the online platform.
Absolutely.
And it also kept that community going. So, yeah.
And you still have people who are from Australia still tuning in for your Bondi Rise
and
now,
still have the live streams where we still have some of the same people who have been logging on for the last 4 years.
That's incredible.
So we have that Friday morning at 8:30. Again, I know it's a little bit later for Australia. Mm-hmm. It's Friday evening. They're probably out.
Yeah.
But they can still join if they want to. So it's been a really lovely community. And I'm really trying to build on that online space. Mm-hmm. That's now my next focus, I guess.
Because you've just recently, in the last week or so, you've separated Bondi Rise Studios from Bondi Rise Online, so people can find, depending on what they need, whether it's local or online, they can find where they need
to. I was finding the Instagram so muddled.
Yeah.
And I think with a business, you have to just keep thinking, what is it that's going to help my customer, like or my client? And Bondi Rise Instagram has been around since I started doing Pilates. It used to be called Pilates with Lottie. That was the original name. It was always Pilates with Lottie. And then it changed to Bondi Rise 2 years ago. And that was a really sad moment. I was like, because it suddenly moved from a personal Pilates account to a business account.
Yeah.
And over the years, it's been growing and growing and growing. And I just found when I was posting, I didn't know who I was posting to. It was like, am I posting to local East Molesey people for the studio, or is this an online client, or is this international client? Like, and I think I was confused. There was no clear call to action.
Yes.
And if I was getting confused, like everyone else is going to be confused. So we made the decision. I made the decision to split the Instagrams. So Bondi Rise Studios is just local stuff, and it's been amazing. I've been able to post stuff about you know, we're changing booking systems, our new app going live, like all that, which isn't relevant to maybe the people in Australia. So and then the online space is going to become more about like educational pieces, workouts you can do, which is why I think I said so quickly at the beginning that mat's my favorite, just because of the accessibility. Everyone can do it.
Yes.
So that's why I love it, because you literally can just roll out a mat anywhere in the world and do it. So I really want to sort of, I guess, harness that and build a community about being able to work out whenever you want and being able to give those options to people. So yeah, they are now two Instagrams. I'm not sure if it was a good idea because now I've got to run two Instagram accounts.
And it's like, okay, I have lots of work. Let's split the work and do twice as much.
Yeah, but actually it's made it easier knowing what to post and what not to post. Yeah,
your scheduling becomes a lot more simple. And the intention to, like you say, call to action is a lot simpler.
Yes.
Because you're not trying to market to two different groups.
Yeah, right? It was very muddled.
Throughout this episode, you'll discover more about Lottie's journey in launching her online platform and creating a wide range of content for clients across the globe. Personally, I adore this platform for two primary reasons. Firstly, Lottie recognised the importance of providing workouts that are easy to commit to. Most classes range from 10 to 30 minutes, allowing you to squeeze in a quick session or combine three for a full body workout. The choice is yours. But this means we're far more likely to make it a daily habit, and we all know that consistency is the key for maintaining optimal health. Secondly, my favourite aspect is the stunning locations where she's filmed. From the beautiful beaches of Bali to the Sun Terrace in Mykonos, these settings transport you to exotic places, and especially on rainy days in London, that's really key. In addition, for many brides-to-be, Lottie has recently developed a four-week bridal program. The workouts are time-efficient. She has included nutritious recipes endorsed by a nutritionist to help you radiate from the inside out. The icing on the cake? Lottie is offering all new customers a 20% discount on her annual subscription to Bondi Rise Online. Simply use the code LUXCORE20 at checkout to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Now, let's dive back into the episode.
So I remember the last time we met, you described about this image of the Bondi Beach at sunrise, and that was what you wanted to bring back to East Molesey and create in a studio. And you went into a little bit of conversation about how you did that and how the branding kind of came alive.
Yes. Oh, it's my favourite story. So me and Ben were going for just our sunrise walk. This is during lockdown, where we knew we were moving back. The last time we'd moved or gone back to the UK, I cried the whole way back to Australia. And I knew it was because I wanted to move. Obviously, we then went into lockdown.
Was that to do with family?
Family. Being back here, my God. Saying goodbye to my parents and my siblings at Heathrow every time. It was, it's like gut-wrenching. Yeah. And I remember just sat on the plane sobbing. So for me, I knew I was ready to move home.
Yeah.
But obviously, couldn't for a few years after because of everything. So we ended up staying. I was like, right, let's just make the best out of it. And it was amazing. I spent so much time with my friends and it was lovely. But we were on our little walk, for one walk of the day, and I remember we were speaking about what did we want to do when we came home, and I knew I wanted to do Pilates, and I ideally wanted to open up another studio because I had studio combined and I loved running a business, and I was like, this would be ideal. And we were just talking and I looked out into the ocean, and we were actually like in that photo, the path like wraps round, so we're like right on the corner looking out to that the sun, and it was just the colours, where the sort of dark pinks, light pinks, going up into baby blue, and there was like a bush in front, so the green. And I took a photo, and I was like, "That I really like the colour palette." And so I kind of like thought a little bit of it, and then went home, and I was just went onto Canva, and I don't know what happened.
Oh,
I was like,
"I love Canva."
Adding that colour in, suddenly like getting, I don't know, inspiration like. Icebergs, the pool, when it's empty, has these big like black lines running down the middle to show where the swim lanes are.
Yeah.
And they kind of look like the Allegros upstairs. And so I pulled that photo in, pulled in the Allegros, like it suddenly all started coming together. And then this name, I don't know where the name came from, it was like, oh, it's Bondi Beach at sunrise. And I was like, Bondi Rise. And I was like, does that sound like a brand? So I kind of like stuck it in the middle of this like scrapbook, I guess, on Canva. And then I sent it to my sister, and my sister is a graphic designer, she's so creative. And she sent back this logo, and it is the logo that we have today. It's like the one logo, but she sent it back, and then she sent me back the photo that I sent her with our brand colors down the side, And those are the same, like the pink that's outside the studio is the pink she picked from the photo, like the dark blue that's upstairs in the painting on the wall, like the green of all the plants, the beige, like everything came from that one photo.
It was come like, to life out of just out of just one image, one walk. Wow.
And I think for me, suddenly Bondi Rise was like a thing. I was like, oh my God, this is it. The logo was there and my mind just went into overdrive. And I started filming so much for the online platform, started taking photo shoots of the sunrise, not to post then. It was like, I was banking up all this stuff ready to launch Bondi Rise. So I think I had all this like content for like 9 months I was just sitting on. And yeah, and then that's incredible. And what's been so lovely is everything that is related to Bondi Rise, whether it was the interior or I guess our just like community and feeling, it all comes back to that moment and that feeling that I had, that like excitement, that I don't know, when you look out to the ocean, it's like you'll feel calm, but you feel like excited, like loads of opportunity, you're a bit like, this is amazing. That's what I wanted to bring to a Pilates studio. So it's just helped with all these business decisions, because I'm like, if it doesn't give me that same feeling, like it's not right. Or
that's such a nice way to think of, you know, opportunities as a business owner and things that do come up. And if it doesn't resonate with you as a brand or you as an individual with the alignment that you had at the beginning, it kind of gives you that grounding of, okay, why did I start this?
And it's made it.
It's made it so successful.
And so much easier, as because I'm, you know, my own business maker, business decision maker, that you have to make these scary decisions and you are a one-man band. And having that, if it, if it doesn't feel right, it's like that gut feeling. And just looking out into the ocean at the one, and I've still got that picture and I post it all the time on Instagram. And
it is beautiful.
Thank you. I need to get it framed somewhere. But it was just, it felt so natural. Like this brand just came alive and I, I was amazing.
Well, I think so many people resonate with what that image says, because whilst I still feel like beach and sea and sun looks like a holiday, and don't get me wrong, I definitely go to that place when I look at those images. I think what you were saying in terms of the feeling it gives you, yes, it might give you memories of holiday, but the feeling is that endless possibility, that sort of horizon of you don't know what's out there, you don't know what's to come, that and that energizing feeling. And the again, the color palette is just so beautiful, and it is quite inclusive as well. It doesn't really, yes, there's pinks in there, but there's also blues and there's also greens, and it's, I don't know, it just gives such a lovely, warm, welcoming feeling. And that is also what you experience the minute you walk in the studio as well, and as you as a person as well. It's kind of, it does, it's you in picture form.
And I think it is that sort of community and that, inclusive and just warmth. And
you have built such a huge community. You recently celebrated your first birthday. Well, not your first birthday.
My first anniversary
since opening, which is incredible. And you had the most amazing party, what it looks like.
So sweet. We went to the Mitre, which is a lovely bar or hotel, restaurant, everything on the river. And we rented out their orangery room, had 40 people do a class. And then it's a 45-minute class, 15-minute meditation. And then we went out onto the terrace for drinks, so and there was like goodie bags, cupcakes,
it looked prosecco. Amazing.
It was really lovely. I'm now like, we need to do the monthly.
Absolutely.
Celebrate something every month. But it was such a nice thing, because I think what has made Bondi Rise so, for me, different, I guess, to maybe some other studios, is the community. And when you walk into a room, you don't see people sat on their bed, on their mat, on their phones. Like, no one is sort of head down texting away or keeping themselves to themselves. Like, everyone is talking to one another in a really lovely way, or talking to the instructor. And it was the same thing at this event. Like, some people had never met before, but no one just turned up and sort of just sat there.
Like,
everyone was like interacting. And afterwards, everyone stayed for a drink. So it was just a really, I guess, lovely testament that our community want to be here and want to talk to one another. And I think that's why it has built the way it has, and why it feels so friendly and warm, because of the people who come here.
And like you said, I think if you have already managed to bring that to life here, it's testament to you and to your studio and your team, because it's almost the same experience that you had moving to a scary new country city, and you know, throwing yourself into an experience that you didn't know what to expect, and it helps you grow friends and relationships and find different avenues for your life and how that's changed and things, just because of finding a community and finding finding your people as well. I think that's a huge part of why Pilates is so amazing, and even just for us, this community that we want to try and bring together. It's the idea of bringing people together, because so many people are lonely, some people have no idea what they're doing, and exercise as a whole can be quite daunting when they first come in. And I do feel like places like this are just doing such an amazing job. Like, you guys have built such a lovely community, and people do benefit physically, but also emotionally, mentally, from coming to this every single day. Not every single day, but as much as they can.
Some do come every single day. And I think as well, like for me, we moved to Hampton in the October, and then I found the space in the January. So for me, it's been a really lovely way of meeting people, because I'm not from the area. No. We didn't have any friends here. Mm. We randomly picked Hampton, and then this is how Bondi Rise came about. So for me, it's been a really nice way of meeting new friends and creating that community for myself. So I've used it for me. Mm-hmm. And I think because I've been using it to socialize, that's kind of maybe, I don't know, rubbed off on everyone else. And
I do always feel like a lot of the businesses that are here that are very successful and that have made such a wonderful product or service or whatever it is because they wanted it first and foremost.
Yeah.
And if you can think of something that you can't find yourself, and you're like, well, I'll just do it myself, I'll create it myself. And then if it comes to something and someone else wants to do it, then great, I'll do it with them. And so it snowballs like that, because it was your need first and foremost. And that's what's made it a success, right? So
yeah, agreed.
I love that. Oh, so good. Okay, so in terms of what people can expect from the local Bondi Rise. You are holding almost 75
classes a week.
75 a week. Wow. Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And you're doing a variety of bar, yoga, obviously Pilates, reformer Pilates, jump Pilates, the whole thing.
Yeah, everything. Brilliant. So we've got, I think, 40 classes in our reformer studio and 35 down here.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So every day we start, some days at 6 a.m, but most days at 7 a.m, run all the way through till 2 p.m, have a few hours, and then we start again in the evening. And I think for me, that was a huge risk at the start to put on all these classes, because they may not get full. It may be like tumbleweeds, being like, no one's coming. But I think because we set this reputation up, I guess, from the start, that we've got loads of classes to suit everyone, that has helped us so much. So it's taken some classes, it's taken a few, like a year to get there, but now most of them are like busy, and it's been lovely to see them grow. So yes, we've got 75 classes a week. We have classes for everyone. So I get a lot of people questioning whether they can come if they've never done reformer before, or Pilates or yoga or bar. And yes, they can. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, we've only got 5 people in our reformer studio, and then down here is 8 people. So they're always going to get, you know, the attention they need. And I think what's so lovely as well is all our instructors are just amazing. Like, obviously I'm biased, but they are so good. And most of them have been with me since the start.
How did you find your team? Because I feel you guys have got such a great team repertoire, and you do lots of team trainings every month, which is also lovely to see as well. Did you find there was something specific that you looked for in an instructor when you hired?
So when I knew I wanted to open up a studio, I went onto Instagram and I created a folder called instructors, and I was saving posts or like images from them that I liked the style of their teaching. And I think for me, because I am contemporary trained, that was this, and I wanted it to feel like an Australian studio. And a lot of the Australian studios are sort of contemporary. They are that kind of, you know, you want that Pilates burn.
Absolutely.
And that's the style that I wanted to bring here. So I kind of looked on Instagram, which is, I think as well with COVID, is people went to Instagram to post about, you know, so we could get work.
Massively.
And although I, you know, social media can sometimes be terrible, it has been amazing.
It's a tool still.
Yeah, it's a marketing tool.
Especially for a marketing tool. And you, like you say, like, the instructors we don't really have many other avenues to promote ourselves. And so
it's like a CV.
No one has a Pilates CV anymore.
No, exactly.
We have an Instagram page, and that's where we
And that's it, which showcases more of our work. Mm-hmm. So I looked on Instagram, and then I started reaching out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, but every single instructor I met, I was like, this is amazing. And people may disagree with this, but I didn't interview them by them teaching me a class, because I know some other studios do that where you have to do like an audition. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that because I thought I can train you if I need to. Mm-hmm. The thing I can't train you on is who you are as a person and how warm you are when you walk those doors.
So true.
So I basically judged all my instructors not on their ability to teach, but on their ability to fill a room with friendliness, with kindness, with warmth.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And so far it's worked.
Definitely worked. But you can feel that energy when you come
in. But it helps with the energy, because I thought at the end of the day, like, I can teach someone to be an instructor. Mm-hmm. I can show them the way, I can mentor them, like that. But what I can't teach is how someone can walk into a room and feel calm and friendly, mm-hmm. and how they make someone else feel.
Yeah.
So that's basically, we had a conversation, and so I went for coffee, and that was, it worked every single time so far.
No, but I completely agree. I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think so many, you know, and the same goes for lots of roles, but especially within a role where it's people-based.
Yeah.
If you're not a people person, you're in the wrong job.
Exactly.
Or you're probably more suited to something like physio Pilates, where you work one-on-one with someone, and they actually need to really be rehabilitated, and they don't care whether or not you're giving them a lovely feeling, do you know what I mean? Whereas this, because it is a space that was harnessed around the idea of a feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
And walking into a space and leaving 10 times better, or you know, even just getting that release from your day and being able to experience.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's an experience. It's not here to like fill a tick of like, yes, our core feels stronger. Yes, we felt the burn. Yes, our posture's better. It's probably terrible right now. But it's an experience, and if it doesn't deliver on the experience, then people won't keep coming back.
Yeah, and we wanted to create that feeling, that experience. Mm-hmm. So all of our classes start with breath work, because everyone is so busy.
Hey, and principle number one as well.
Yeah, I know. And you just see people running. Like, maybe they haven't found a car parking spot. Yes. Maybe they've just come out of a meeting, and they are like, You can tell when someone is stressed. So we always make them close down their eyes. Mm-hmm. We do some breath work. We then do the class where, you know, we give them that lovely Pilates burn. And then we finish with breath work where they close their eyes again. And then we, you know, they leave feeling calm, centered, empowered. And I think as well, that is that experience. That is that feeling. And that requires an instructor to harness that. So, you know, all of our training, our yoga instructor, she talks around the breath and creating sort of a container of the class. And I think that has been so beneficial for all of us as instructors to make sure that we can create that experience for our clients, and that, you know, they want to keep coming back.
I love that.
Yes.
So in terms of for your instructors, because again, your instructors talk so fondly of you and as a studio to work for, what would you say for someone listening who maybe is an instructor, they are starting to add more and more classes as this industry starts to get bigger and bigger?
Yep.
Your sort of tangible tips for avoiding burnout as an instructor, because it feels so tempting to just throw yourself into 6 days a week, 12 classes a day, like however insane the schedules are. How would you say an individual increasing their hours could avoid the burnout feeling that we get as instructors?
The burnout is so real.
So real.
Yeah. I would say make sure you prioritize time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're doing your schedule, to remember that you are in charge of your schedule. Mm. So when you are mapping it out, it's okay to say no. It is okay to say no to some classes that maybe don't fit in with your schedule. And I know, like, we try and cram in as much as we can. Yeah. But you need that time off for yourself, and you need at least 2 days where you are not teaching. Mm-hmm. Treat it like a weekend.
Absolutely.
Because if you go for burnout, then you're not going to give the best class to your clients, and then it's going to just spiral, and then you're going to feel like you did a really bad class, and then your next class you'll be a little bit more self-conscious, and then it just
100%.
Like, so take time for yourself. It depends as well on, like, a lot of my instructors prefer morning classes, some prefer evening. Mm-hmm. Decide which is what you work better at. Like, I'm a morning person. Yeah. So for me, I'd prefer to do mornings. Mm-hmm. So I think as well, like, learning, yeah, where your energy is. Mm. And then everyone has the 2 p.m. slump. So just know what in that 2 p.m. try not to have a nap. Like, that is the worst thing. There's so many times I'll be like, so I'll just have a nap.
A little power nap.
It makes it harmless.
No.
It makes it worse.
I think the only time I've ever felt that the nap is necessary is when I know I'm not teaching after.
Yes.
I couldn't do the nap and then get up and go back to teaching. That's what I was doing. I could do, like, full back-to-back, have a nap and then chill and go to, like, you know, your evening or whatever you're doing in the evening. But the idea of napping and then going to work, that's absolutely
terrible
not.
Idea. No. That's what I used to do. Or I'd, like, snack on, like, sugar and eat. No.
Oh my gosh. So the spike is just going to hit you straight when you need it.
Yeah.
just not.
It's
so idea.
Funny. I speak to so many instructors and they all have that 2 p.m. just like, oh my God.
And that's when
so
the, like,
tired.
Third and fourth coffee comes in. Yes. And again, it's not going to survive.
It's not going to help.
Water.
Water. Yeah. Drink water. No, learn to say no and do a schedule because. Mm. Yes, we work all hours of the time, but, like, if you know what your schedule looks like on a week-to-week basis,
yes.
It will be easier for you to plan ahead to just have some downtime.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, feel free to say no.
Yeah, good advice. Yeah, I completely agree. And so what is a day in the life for you? What does your day look like now? Now that you're past the really intense teaching stage and now you're running a business and an online platform and what have you, is there sort of anything that you're currently working on, or what does a day in the life look for you at the moment?
They're all very different. So I only teach Tuesday evening as my group classes now. I love that. I was like, I'm a morning person. I actually teach Tuesday evening. I teach the jump board classes, which I love. It's like a little party upstairs.
I love that.
But I teach a lot of private clients, which changes week to week. So I try and keep my Mondays for my private clients and then maybe, like, Thursdays. And then I have a private client who I see Tuesday and Thursday mornings.
Okay.
So lots of clients, like, dotted around. But I guess with private clients, it's a little bit easier with schedules, because if something does come up, it's easier to coordinate that, as opposed to a group class is, like, on the schedule. You cannot change that. So I guess at the moment, we are moving on to a new booking system. We are launching a studio app. So all the clients will have our own Bondi Rise app, which I'm so excited about because I can just spam them with notifications. I'm not going to, I promise. It's got, like, a little notice board on there. It's like a really lovely way to keep fostering that community.
Yeah.
And then we are also launching an online app, which is so exciting. So I'm currently, we just designed it last week. It's all in the works.
Wow.
So that is what I've been doing quite a lot of, is, like, admin. And then I do a lot of customer service. So I do all the emails, because I think as well, like, although we are busy, I still want to put my name at the bottom of all the emails, because I care so much about people's experience that I want it to come from me, not from, like, an automated system.
Yes.
So I do a lot of emails. That takes up quite a lot of my time.
A lot of time.
And then social media takes up so much time.
Yes.
And I hate it. I mean, it's great for scrolling. But, oh my God, it takes
a whole day.
And then when you get your
a post.
Exactly. Yeah. And then at the end of the week, it's like, you were up 26% last week on your phone. You're like, work.
And this is when you're like, do I get the work phone and then have a separate
phone? Yeah.
Is that
so? I did do that. And then I just
it's twice the amount of workload.
It's just in the cupboard uncharged. So I just was like, nah. No. So I think a day in the life for me is I wake up. I love that I'm going recapping. I wake up, have coffee.
Of course. I mean, does
and
it
then
start
normally here? Teaching a private client. So 4 out of my 5 days, I've got an early morning private client. Do that, and then I will do all my emails, customer service emails, because I try and get back to people within 24 hours. Then I will do social media, potentially teach another private client, and then try and fit in a workout. So I do try and move my body once a day, either going for a walk, a dog walk, or, like, coming in here, filming a class, or going up into the reformers and doing, like, a 20-minute workout. But yeah, it's very – I love that in the previous question. I was like, have a schedule. I don't have one at the moment. It's still –
It's a flexible one.
Very flexible.
But I feel like that is the reality of A, running a business, yes. B, being an instructor, and having clients that also move your schedule around as well, because yeah. you have to work with them as well.
Exactly.
That all makes sense. And I think, it, like you say, there's a schedule. It just, it's like a bit of a chessboard. It yeah. moves and it's
And then I
flowing.
Teach a lot of the covers. So there's only covers, yes. normally me teaching mm-hmm. them. And then weekends, I do every Saturday, like every other Saturday. Mm-hmm. So what we try and do with weekends is have like a team of instructors. Mm-hmm. So someone's not doing every Saturday, every Sunday. I give yes. them weekends off. So it's working nice. Really yeah. well.
But I don't want to feel like everyone's
again, that's another job
well.
Is coordinating.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. And then recently you had the Harlequin rugby team yeah. in, which looked incredible. Can you tell us a bit more about that partnership?
So they came into the studio, it was on Tuesday, and I'd kind of mentioned to our PR company that I would love to promote men's Pilates. And I kind of said it in passing. I was like, oh, imagine if we got Harlequin's rugby team in. And they took that literally, and they went and got Harlequin's rugby team
in. I mean,
in.
What a team.
Oh my God, they came in.
They delivered and, like that.
But it also, like, it was so weird how it all happened. Like, we didn't have a contact number, but then one of the guys who was in our PR team went for a dinner and was sitting opposite one of the Harlequins players, and it all just, like, aligned. So I was like, oh, this is meant. And they turned up, but they'd had a game 2 days before. So when I was like, has anyone got any injuries? Mm. One of them was like, oh, yeah, I've pulled my hamstring. One's shoulder was sore. And I was like, okay, that is that lesson plan gone out the window.
I do feel like the more you work with people like that, that have such different lives to the, yeah. your average person, there's no point in planning because they'll probably come in with something new, something's changed, something's been twinged or
exactly.
something like
and
that.
Like so. Spring guide, I was like, well, that's yeah. out the window. Like, all spring's on for everything, really. So they were really, really good fun. Like they yeah. were really lovely guys. They did a full 50 minutes workout.
Wow.
And they were, yeah, they were
that's
so
impressive.
Good. They wanted to do more of like a stretch class because mm-hmm. they had played mm-hmm. 2 days prior.
Have any of them had any experience in a reformer or Pilates
a
before?
Few of them had. Mm-hmm. But I think hopefully they'll come back. We've yeah. got another event in 2 weeks for mm-hmm. Father's Day. We're encouraging local like fathers to come in, and Brilliant. They said some of them said they may pop in. So
try my drag my dad.
Yeah,
he'll hate me for it, but it's
no,
fine.
Say this, I really want to encourage more men to come. I know, like obviously, agree. The studio is sunrise pink, but. It's not that girly.
It's not that girly when you get
no.
in here. No.
And so I feel
not.
Like if we can get more men in, and like yeah. I've tried to get Ben to do reformer. He's done
Same
it a few
here.
Times. There's but he here. Says I put on a teaching voice and he really oh, yeah. doesn't like my teaching voice. So we don't do
I can
Pilates
relate to this
together.
So much. Yeah. 100%.
So
yeah.
the whole time we've been together, I've been an instructor and he's done maybe a handful of classes.
It's more than my other half yeah. has. Yeah. yeah, my husband is yet to try one of my classes. So still trying. Yeah. We'll get
keep
there eventually.
Going.
Yeah, we're gonna keep persevering. One day. So yeah, I think for you, is that what you would say then for the common misconception is that it's for women and that it's for the girls in your life that should be doing Pilates as opposed to men and athletes?
So I think. Yes, I think it has been because of social media. Mm-hmm. I think suddenly Pilates is having this huge moment mm-hmm. on Instagram, on TikTok.
Which I'm loving.
It's amazing. and it is just like, it's everywhere. Yeah. But what's so interesting but, yeah. is it was everywhere in Australia. And it feels like this wave has been huge for the last like yeah. 6 years. Mm-hmm. And the UK is just...
We're a bit slow.
So it just feels like suddenly the UK is having yeah. this like reformer, mm-hmm. this Pilates mat, like
yeah. moment. I do feel like from COVID, people obviously were doing things at home and then found Pilates. And because it was more accessible as well, I feel like more people were doing that. And then suddenly then post COVID, we were able to go into these random yeah. dotted around studios far away
yeah.
on a reformer. And it was very... limited accessibility yeah. and then I think because people realize this is amazing, you can take what we learned in COVID on the mat and apply it to something
Absolutely.
Called the reformer, which looks amazing, and again like you say the social media hype just blew it through.
Yeah,
and we're only really 2 years since the last lockdown, 2.5
yeah.
years since the last lockdown, that it's like you say, I think we're finally in England starting to feel that traction that maybe
yeah
Australia had it 2 years ago. Yeah.
Because, yeah, reformer studios in Australia were on every street corner pre-lockdown.
Yeah.
And so it was really accessible and it was a bit cheaper than it is here. And when I moved back to the UK, there were no studios. So it's really different to see it. So I think because it's suddenly becoming really popular and because Instagram and TikTok have made it this like craze, people think it's a women's sport. And people think, oh, only women do it, because you, it's pretty much 95% of women Instagram doing reformer. So I think there is this huge misconception that it is only for women or it's for people who are really fit, because also what I'm finding, and you know, I'm guilty of it, is we only post really cool moves, you know, upside down on the reformer, splits, like
the ones that you really, this is what I find anyway, the ones that you really benefit from are the ones that look really boring.
Yes.
The ones that are just you pushing the carriage in and out, lying on your back, but you're feeling like a lot deeper and they don't look as jazzy. They're the ones that you're really going to benefit from.
Exactly.
As opposed to the ones that look beautiful, don't get feel
the
great.
Likes and the follows. So I think there's all these like amazing influencers or like instructors that are doing these like acrobatic moves.
Yes.
So I think as well, it's got this misconception that you have to be doing Pilates and flexible.
Yeah.
That's a question I get all the time. I'm not flexible. Can I do Pilates? I'm not flexible.
Why you do Pilates?
Yeah, like for me, I think because I was a runner, like I have got really tight hamstrings and I was really lordotic like ages ago.
Yeah.
So for me, like I used to have a really weak core, really tight hamstrings.
Mm.
So sometimes like I really struggle to like touch my toes. Like, I mean, I can touch my toes, but sometimes like my hamstring would be like, you're not doing that today. So when people are like, I'm not flexible, I'm like, that does not stop you from doing Pilates.
No, because it is for everybody.
It is for everybody. So I think, I'm really trying to push men in the studio. And also everyone, all ages, all abilities.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. Everyone, come to Bondi Rise.
Ah, I love that. Yeah. And if you can't, go online.
Go online.
There's literally no excuse. No excuse. Well, I completely agree as well. I think the more that we can promote to more men, to more varieties of people and from all walks of life, sizes, big, short, tall, little, no matter who you are, what your situation is, and even if, you know, you've got injuries or you've got something that needs slightly adapting, find somewhere that you can get accessible sort of Pilates for yourself. And, and give it a go. That you've got nothing to lose.
You'd be addicted straight away.
Like, everyone's addicted for a reason. Yeah. It's having its heyday for a reason.
I know, exactly.
100%. So absolutely. Nice to see. And then, I guess, to finish, if you could recommend any studio or instructor that isn't Bondi Rise, anywhere in the world, who would you recommend? Or where would you recommend?
Oh, I love, oh gosh, this is so hard.
A tough one, right?
Okay, I'm not going to say anything in England because I feel like, I'm going to go Australia. I think because we're all based in Australia, I'm going to say I loved Body Mind Life. In Sydney. That's where I basically, I didn't teach that, I actually went as a client, and the variety it gave me was amazing. It had the same machines we got upstairs, and I just loved it. Like, they had classes running from 5:30 in the morning all the way through the day. Like, there was no break. And I think that really helped me model this and think, okay, I want to be able to give that. So that would be one of them. Another studio, I'm just gonna like list them.
Why not? I mean, go for it, plug away.
Body Mind Life. I'm gonna say Fluid Form.
I've seen these guys, they look amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing. They also have studios all over Sydney, but also I love their online platform. I feel like that has also inspired me as well, like really creating this like inclusive community.
By the way, I realised as well, you have a bridal section, which is so much fun with it's nutrition, really fun. And it's like a 4-week programme. So any brides out there, get yourself on Bondi Rise. There's a whole 4-week plan for you. So even if you know, you've only got a month or so to go.
Great.
But I always felt like, for me, when, and I forgot to ask you this earlier, but you were opening this whilst planning a wedding.
Yeah. And working full time.
And working. Are you okay?
I don't think I was. when we opened this place, I had a full-time job as head of e-com for a company. Opened this, planned a wedding. But you know what? I look back now and I'm like, how? But equally, I got so good at just making decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, I could not procrastinate. It was like, yes, no, yes, no. And I think that helped, like, with everything, with both opening up a studio, making wedding decisions. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes when you don't have the time to overthink something,
yeah,
it suddenly goes really well because you're not overthinking. You just do it. And if it goes wrong, okay, who cares? Lesson learned, move on.
And I think also because I had a full-time job,
mm-hmm,
I was more inclined to take more risks with the studio because I wasn't relying on this.
To be your, like, full income. Yeah.
So I think that also helped.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone was thinking about opening up a studio, I would say maybe just have
something to keep you, ticking over.
So you're not panicking. You don't want to panic.
You don't want to have that overhanging feeling of your classes aren't filling. And like you said, if you're only going to put on a couple of that hours a day, then you're limiting your success as a business straight away because you haven't got maybe the schedule that people need as much as as they think.
Exactly.
Which is just crazy. Just sort of tangent onto that.
Okay.
But I remember when during our wedding planning, it wasn't necessarily the fact, because I know there's such a pressure on women to lose weight for their wedding, which has always been my intention to kind of put the idea out there that it's not about losing weight, it's about feeling your best, looking your best 100%. And I do feel like Pilates has such a key pivotal role in bridals preparations for their wedding because of how it shapes you in a way that feels really balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Your posture is really nice, and that's one thing I think so many women do tend to lose a lot of weight during their bridal journey, which is fine if that's your goal and it feels good for you, then brilliant. But with that, sometimes the posture then gets sacrificed, and I feel like Pilates can be such a powerful tool for making you feel good as well as look great. So you can end up feeling completely at ease, and just the mental and emotional baggage of planning a wedding is so intense that if you can take 20 minutes, roll out a mat, join you online for a workout just for 20 minutes, and then you've got a nice selection of recipes and things as well that is really nutritious. You can really fuel your body over the next couple of months, because I definitely didn't fuel mine like I should have. I was being really good, but I could definitely have had more of a guidance in that. And again, I'm not a nutritionist, so I've definitely not got that in my back pocket. But if you've got the next couple of months and you're planning a wedding, get yourself on Bondi Rise platform. Go to the 4-week.
It's so good.
It looks great. And I'm kind of glad I didn't know about it.
I worked with a really amazing nutritionist, so all the meals are like in a glow. So you eat things that are going to make, because I was really conscious about my skin flaring up.
Yes.
So that was my biggest priority. It wasn't the losing weight. I wanted to tone up, not lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing was not breaking out, running up to the wedding.
Oh my gosh, huge
so
pressure.
All of the food was like in a glow. And then all of the tips that are on there around drinking water are from an amazing facialist. And like a skin specialist. So, and then we work on breath work. So, having that moment just to breathe works wonders.
Huge
so for
benefit.
Me, it like, it helped me so much. Like, yes, I was probably the most toned that I've been leading up to my wedding.
It's a good motivation.
But that's also because I upped my protein. So I was probably exercising the same amount, but I was eating so much protein. I felt like I was eating more than I normally would, like in general.
Yeah, yeah.
That I was gaining this muscle and my skin was just glowing. So I really, really recommend it. Tried and tested. It works.
Tried and tested from the bride and the business owner all in one go. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I feel like we could probably keep talking for hours about Pilates and all things Bondi. But just thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for coming. It's been so much fun. I've loved it.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it and found it valuable. If you love what you heard, we'd really appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your preferred platform. Your feedback helps us improve and reach more listeners just like you. Don't forget to subscribe to Lux Core Pilates podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you want to stay updated with all things Lux Core, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Lux Core Collection. Thanks again for tuning in. Join us next week for more discussions on all things Pilates.